him.
And the other thing?
Tell him how cool he would look in a new Civic from Meyer Honda and how the financing rates are phenomenal right now. You'll probably have it at batting the eyes.
Thanks, Cargal.
You're welcome, Brittany. Now go do your homework.
You really are a mom.
You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Now through the end of February, get 0.9% financing on new 2013 Civics and Fits for up to 60 months at Meyer Honda. Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. The Metro East's only Honda dealer. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Subway is serving up a steak, egg white, and cheese flatbread breakfast sandwich under 200 calories. Yes, even with that tender steak. One place only, Subway. Eat fresh.
Hey, this is Andy Strickland.
And former Blue Jamal Mayers.
Join us for the latest news of your St. Louis Blues and other news around the National Hockey League for Hockey Sense, live from O.B. Clarkson Brentwood.
Hockey Sense, Thursday night at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
I lost a shame. Listen in your car, underwear, like a bear's on there. Yeah. So watch your Jonas Brothers and him.
That's us.
There's no fun.
FM.
Yeah. We're full of chat. And we're full of chat. They could get
a bad place to touch.
Think I know where that place is. Bad place to touch will be the same as the name of that planet you guys always talk about.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad place to touch. You'll know by touching you there.
Uranus?
Harlan, we have to do the playhouse. I need the microphone.
Yeah, all right. Talk to you guys later, okay?
Now, who is that again?
Yeah.
Thanks, Harlan.
That was Harlan Brando, Marlon's grandson.
Yeah.
That's right. Stopped by for a little visit. Well, you think that was funny? Well, you hear what's coming up. Good afternoon. Welcome to the February 26th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. And there is a story that I have today, and one of us is going to flip out. He's going to be so excited. We'll get to him in a minute. We'll start with this guy, the control board operator. He's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to retire, now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason, and they can tell you what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Hang on a second.
What? We're in the playhouse.
I just want to say something. You know, my grandpa was Marlon Brando. And when he died, he had a considerable fortune, and he left a big chunk of it to me. You know, I called Mark and Jess. I called them. I just want everybody to know that. Thanks for letting me talk again. I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Thank you, Harlan.
Sorry, everybody. Let's see who's... Oh, yeah, I know who's next. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody. What? Somebody wants to... Hang on a second. Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Hey, it's Tom Brokaw.
No, it's not Tom Brokaw.
Oh, who is it?
This is Tom Brokaw's grandson.
Wow, what's your name?
Rick.
Rick Brokaw.
Rick Brokaw?
You know, at least you could have done like Don Brokaw.
Yeah,
you know, something
that
sounded
sound,
like
right?
Tom Brokaw. You sure your name's not Don Brokaw?
No, I'm pretty sure it's just Rick.
Rick Brokaw.
Yeah,
oh,
Rick
thanks
Brokaw.
For stopping by, Rick.
Oh, you bet.
Good to talk to you. Wow, Rick Brokaw, everybody.
Nice.
I didn't know there was such a person.
I didn't either.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He loves his job. Bernice is in heaven. I'd like six people on the trip want to talk to me about Bernice. Yeah, they still remember Bernice. And Rat Boy is going to be in heaven today. I have a story. And I didn't know there were, first of all, Chinese mummies, but apparently there are. This thing is from 1615 BC, and not just one, but apparently several of these mummies they have now found, and after testing and whatever, that around their necks were literally like little necklaces made from chunks of, what do you think, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
That's right. Cheese. The oldest cheese ever discovered. We'll get to that story a little later. First, let's get to these guys, Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra. How bad must that cheese smell?
Oh. I thought you were going to mention. Did you see that they found a? It was like another Ming Dynasty around the same time. They opened a tomb and they found a little watch in there.
No.
It looked like a ring watch,
whoa.
And they're not sure if. It was actually from that time period. Or
a mechanical watch? I mean, with
yes,
parts
it, on the back it had a Swiss on the engraved on the back, and then it was stuck on, at the time, 1006.
Oh, come on.
So they don't think watches were around till like the late 1700s, and this was, you know, almost 200 years before that. So they're a little perplexed.
Was it on somebody? Or
no, it was just in the tomb.
And well, somebody must have dug into that tomb and dropped a watch.
Yeah, I mean, that's
there.
What, yeah, they don't know.
A couple hundred years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to say it's still running. Yeah,
no.
Now you got something.
And it wasn't a wrist-sized one. It was a finger-sized. It was a finger-sized
How do you even read the face watch. Of a watch that small that could go on your finger?
Well, it was just a dial. You know, with little two little hands. You could
maybe
tell.
They had a real tiny wrist.
Well, it could be, too.
Hey, remember that Clinton joke where he's got the intern, new intern in his office after they kicked Monica out? And I'm trying to get the job because I haven't thought of this for a long time. And he says something like, I want you to come over here behind the Oval Office desk, and I want you to take a look at my clock. And she goes over, hit the zipper sound. He unzips. And she says, she shrieks. She says, that's not a clock. He says, it will be once you put two hands on it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and the lady in Landolf's office, Francine, remember her?
Yeah.
When she said she was a church organist, it made me think of the great Liberace line. It's not really a joke, but it's the one where you say, you know, that Liberace, he was a great piano player, but he sucked on the organ.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much. We're brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. You know what that means is he couldn't play the organ. He was bad.
Right.
At it.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In other words, terrible sucked.
There was another one that's kind of in that line, but it's like, you know what's better than roses on a piano?
Tulips on an organ.
Yeah.
I'll go for that. See, I think that's
speaking of flowers.
Crude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
Speaking of flowers.
All right. Yeah. That's just off color, and I don't like it, you know.
Mm. That's sick.
It is sick.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We accept your apology. Brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. Are you renting, anybody out there? Anybody listening, renting? Okay. I get it if you're at Scott Air Force Base and you may be stationed somewhere else. I get that. Maybe you just got married, you're starting out, you don't have a down payment, I get that. But at a certain point, when you can, if you have to beg, borrow, or steal, as they say, to get the down payment, you got to stop being a renter and you need to get yourself a place, your own place. That means a mortgage, and that means American Equity Mortgage. You'll feel it's like I own a piece of the United States. I have my own piece of ground and my own home. I'm a homeowner. It's a great feeling. And some people don't get to experience it until they're, you know, 40s or 50s. So when you can, I invite you to let American Equity Mortgage help you make all that happen with the mortgage. Now, if you have a house and you're already a homeowner, you have equity. I invite you to let them help you use the equity and show you how to use it to borrow money. Now, I'm not in condoning frivolous borrowing or adding debt. I'm talking about things that you're going to have to buy, things that you're facing. Maybe it's a college tuition. Maybe it's a vacation that you are long overdue that you deserve. Maybe it's a wedding. You got to borrow the money. You can borrow it the dumb way, and that's at higher interest rates. You can borrow it the smartest way you can. And good luck getting any loan anywhere with an interest rate lower than you can get from American Equity with the equity in your house. You're wasting your time. You're not going to find it. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com. They've been doing this over 21 years. Or 314-878-9999. Cottonelle is a bathroom tissue. And I meant to say something about this before, but I saw this thing again last night on TV. And it's this British woman, and she keeps talking about cleaning your bum. Get your bum clean. We're in America. We're in the United States. What is it with all this British stuff all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Started with this Piers Morgan thing. Thank goodness they're getting rid of him. Every other reporter now is British correspondent. And I have nothing against the British people, but hey, Cottonelle, we don't call it your bum. I mean, just like we don't say go to the loo and a lot of other things that you folks over there do. This seems like it's like they accidentally ran the commercial in the wrong country when I watch it. You know, oh, got to keep your bum clean. That's just, I don't know. Cottonelle, no, don't like the bum thing. Don't like the loo. Don't even like St. Louis being called the loo either. You put down the Facebook page, Beyond the 50 Most Beautiful Women?
I did.
Folks, wait, did you get a chance to watch any of it?
Yes, a little
bit of it.
Isn't
that great morphing?
Yeah.
Here's what we have. On the Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM, somebody has put together what they consider to be the 50 most beautiful women in Hollywood or ever to come out of Hollywood. And it's some are long gone. And it takes you from oldest to youngest. And some of the old pictures are black and white. And there's studio headshots, they call them, publicity shots, head and shoulders. And whoever put this together did an incredible job of morphing, which is you just dissolve picture to picture to picture. And literally one face becomes the next face. And there are some beautiful women on here. Now, I don't agree with a couple of ones they stuck in there. They've got Helen Hunt in there. I love Helen Hunt. She's a great actress. I don't think she's one of the 50 most beautiful women ever in Hollywood. Not Helen Hunt. And they also put Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan is cute. She's not beautiful. She's cute, real cute. So take a look at it. And I think the youngest, it ends with Natalie Portman. I believe she's 31. So she's the youngest. And it gradually gets into color shots. It's just really well done. And you get a chance to look at some smoking hot, beautiful women's faces. And there was something about the the Catherine Deneuve's and the Grace Kelly's. And, you know, the women, there's just something, that their skin was like porcelain or something. You know, there were no tan. You ever notice that? There were no tan women in the movies back then. They didn't have a tan. They were like Nicole Kidman. Stayed out.
You just brought it up. Rita Hayworth is on there.
Yeah, oh, it's Jane Russell. Yeah. There's some hot, who was that? Ava Gardner. She's on there. Liz Taylor's on there. I mean, there were some beautiful, beautiful women who, to me, were more natural beauties than some of the women that we have now that are beautiful, because the women we have now can be made to look beautiful, and then when you catch them without the right light and the makeup, you go, oh, pretty average, actually. Now, these women, I think they woke up beautiful. I was duped. I was fooled yesterday. Somebody sent me a YouTube video of Matt Damon losing it and just tearing into an actor, and you'd know him if you saw him. Adrian Grenier or Grenier, whatever. Again, he's real good looking, young guy. And Matt Damon is directing him in a public service spot for some charity. And Damon, I watched it and I thought, boy, that Matt Damon is a complete a-hole. And then I found out from Peon, it's a clip from Entourage.
Yeah, now,
but taken out of context. If you didn't know that, you'd think, and this is the thing you got to be careful about with the internet, it's easy to get fooled. But what I did was, and this is what I love and hate about YouTube, I get on that thing, and I'm not kidding, if I'm on it 10 minutes, I'm on it 3 hours. One thing leads to another, to another, to another, whether it's RC-controlled cars or airplanes. So I start looking for clips. Legitimate clips of stars losing it. Remember the great Christian Bale on set at the movie where he just tears this guy apart?
Oh, yeah.
And somebody in the Hollywood world has put together the top 10 hotheads in Hollywood. And I think you'll agree with this list. We start with the 10th most the 10th biggest a-hole, you know, D-bag, and go to the number one, and I think everybody would agree, hothead in Hollywood, and it's all men, 10 is Charlie Sheen. And for as funny as some of that crap was that he pulled a couple of years ago, we all also got to see him lose it. So he's 10th. 9th is Sean Penn, who I would have thought would have been closer to the top of the list.
Yeah, he could be mean.
Sean Penn looks like he's mad when he's not mad.
Yeah.
He looks like he's cursing people out when he's singing Happy Birthday or something. So he's 9th. 8th, and again, I would have thought would have been closer to the top of the list, Alec Baldwin. And, of course, as I'm doing this, I go back and I find reporters' videos of these people just going insane. You ever see the Bill O'Reilly one on the set?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Did he lose it? Next is Marlon Brando. 10, 9, 8, 7th from the top is Marlon Brando for being difficult to work with. I'm in the middle. All right, here to dispute that. He wants to say something.
Oh, boy.
Harlan Brando, Marlon's grandson. Come on over and take the microphone.
Does he have music, too?
Could you give me piano music?
Right. Uh-oh.
You know, the one movie probably my grandfather's the most famous for is The Godfather. And then sometimes if you play it, it just actually, I don't know, it kind of brings him back to me. But I want to say something about, this business. I saw the same article Frank's talking about where they said the 7th. Hothead was my grandfather, Marlon Brando. That's not true. That's not true. He was an actor. And sometimes what you don't understand is sometimes these people, they're practicing acting. And maybe they're doing it on the street corner. Maybe they're doing it in the store, but they're practicing. So he's a wonderful man. And he was not a hothead. Sometimes I think people caught him. One thing he didn't want to do, interrupt him while he's eating. He liked to eat. He likes his food. So, you know, if you come down, he's in the middle of a cheeseburger or something, you might get some gas passed on you, or, you know, get cursed out or something. So I just wanted to speak up for... He can't speak for himself because he's dead, you know. Excuse me. Yes, some of his traits were passed on down to me, unfortunately. Frank, have the microphone back now. Okay, thank you. Harlan Brando, everybody. Marlon's grandson.
That's the same problem his grandfather had.
Yeah, he said he had hereditary. Yeah. He did have a problem. 6th on the list, Quentin Tarantino. That is not a surprise. He's another guy who looks mad.
He does. He looks mad all the time.
He looks mad when he's sleeping, I bet.
And when he smiles, he looks mad.
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
I've heard Russell Crowe is a big a-hole.
He's 5th. He's in the middle. He's 5th on the list. Yeah, Russell Crowe, by his own admission, has cold-cocked a couple of people in a fit of anger and had to pay some big settlements for it, too. Now, this is the only one of the 10. I don't even know who this guy is. Klaus Kinski? Do you know who this is? He's an actor.
No.
I saw some clips they showed, and I didn't even recognize this guy. But he's toward the top of the list of the hottest hotheads. 3rd hottest hothead. Not a surprise. When you hear the name, you're going to go, yep, I'll bet he is. Nick Cage.
Yeah.
He just like has that look like I'm going to snap any minute. Don't mess with me. Number 2, Christian Bale. Who do you think the number 1 hottest hothead in Hollywood is? It won't surprise you when I tell you, but I wonder if you can guess.
Oh.
You told us earlier, I think.
Alec Baldwin?
Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
Oh, Mel.
Baldwin was 8th on the top 10. Yeah, Mel Gibson, number 1. Again, not a surprise. Now, this cheese story, Rat Boy, I dedicate this to you.
Cheese.
They now have what they think is the world's oldest cheese. It's Chinese cheese. They found it on the necks and the chests of Chinese mummies. Did anybody else never know there was a mummy? I thought that was an Egyptian thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, there were Chinese mummies. And these people, I'm looking at a picture of one of these mummies. It's unbelievable how they preserved these people without the stuff we have today, without modern science and the chemicals. I mean, my goodness, you can see it's a face. It looks like an actual person. It's pretty well preserved. 1615 BC, which makes this the most ancient discovery certainly of cheese ever. They say it, and I guess they can break this down and analyze it, lactose-free, so it wasn't made from milk. It's not dairy cheese. And they said, northwestern China, which means nothing to me. It says people used to bury dozens on top of their relatives. In other words, they'd bury you on top of a relative that died, and then the next relative would be buried on top of that relative. And there were these large dunes, not pyramids, but just sort of like big hills. And they were in what looked like wooden boats. Not so much caskets, but they looked like boats. And the boats were wrapped so tight with cowhide that it says they were essentially vacuum-packed. And the combination of dry desert air, salty soil, prevented decay to a great degree. And the remains and the stuff in the graves were basically freeze-dried. And they have hair. They said the hair was intact. And felt hats and capes and leather boots that were still in relatively good shape. But the big story, which I wanted to share with Peon, was the cheese. It said they know that it's definitely cheese, but it's not butter or milk. They're not sure. Then how they know it's cheese? That's what I want to know. It says they think a lot of times these people would take things to the grave for the afterlife. And this might have been part of a ritual where there was some religious thing where if you took cheese with you. I know Rat Boy's family believes that. If you put cheese in your grave, that's right, you'll go to heaven.
Did anybody bring cheese?
If you have cheese in the coffin with you. You can read all this in the upcoming issue of, and I know you guys subscribe to this, the Journal of Archaeological Science. I get it. Oh, I get it regularly. Yeah. It's in the next issue. Seth Meyers, I did record and watch the first one. You know what? But it was the first one. So I don't judge on one or two or three or five shows. It looked very awkward to me. It looked stark to me. That desk and it's like, wow, put a plant back there or something. And, Angelina Jolie is in the middle of shooting this movie. She's, I guess, directing and producing this movie, the story of Louis Zamperini. He's 97. I told you guys when I read this book, I almost never read a book. I'm not proud of that. I read articles, but sit down with a big, thick book. Nah, but I read this one. It's called Unbroken. It's a true story of Louis Zamperini and his experience in World War II. It is absolutely beyond belief that this guy is not only alive or lived through it, but that he's 97, and she has taken that book on and she's turning it into a movie. My guess is it's going to be a fantastic movie. So, heads up well in advance, because I don't think they've even finished shooting. I believe it's going to be released next year, and I would think it'll be called, like the book, Unbroken. If you haven't read the book, get that book, Unbroken, and read it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Great old joke, classroom, fifth graders. And the assignment, this is a teacher who likes to teach kids how to use words, how to use any word in the English language and the proper use of the words. And the assignment this particular day is not to come back with a poem and showing how you can use one word, but two completely different words. And you have to have these two words in the poem. And the words are to. And she explains you can use T-O, you can use T-O-O, you can use T-W-O. Doesn't matter, but you have to have the word to. And this is a Southern school, so it's still okay, and you won't go to prison or death row for, you know, talking about guns. So she wants the word pistol. Pistol. So you have to have the word to, either T-O, T-W-O, or T-O, and the word pistol. She says, come back tomorrow with your poem. So they go home. Next day, they come to school. First one to raise his hand is Billy. Billy, do you have your poem ready? He says, yes, ma'am, I do. She says, do you have the two words that I asked for? He says, yes, ma'am, I do. She says, stand up and read it. He gets up. My dad likes to hunt, and what we do is take a shotgun and a pistol, too. He got the two in there, T-O-O, and he got pistol in it. She said, Billy, that's very, very good. Anybody who wants to be Ernie? Ernie shoots his hand up. Yes, Ernie, he stands up. My dad drinks a lot, and he makes home brew. He'll drink till noon and pistol too.
Meep, meep.
All right, let's check the traffic here. Tim Weiland.
Well, we've got a couple of things affecting the traffic on southbound 270. First of all, you've got an accident that is a little bit south of Highway 44. They've moved it to the right shoulder, but traffic is backed up from that point to Manchester. And then the accident on westbound 30 at Maurer Industrial Drive has 30 backed up all the way to Lindbergh, and the right lane from Highway 44 all the way up to Graboy on Highway 270 southbound. Now, if you're traveling westbound 44, it looks like we're running slow from about Shrewsbury out through Big Bend. On westbound 40, you've got the normal slowdowns. Kings Highway through McCausland. You're slow now from Spady out through Mason, from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge, and then you're heavy again from 94 to almost Winghaven. Eastbound 270 is still stacking up McDonald through New Florissant. On southbound 270 also, you're a little bit heavy from Page down through Ladue, and on westbound 70, look for slow traffic between 170 and the airport. A little bit heavy as you get out towards Cave Springs. This traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. Are you headed for accounting stardom? Learn more about temporary accounting jobs at job opportunities at beabob.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. It's the Inside Out Show. All the information you'll need to do stuff around the house. That's the Inside Out Show.
This week, the Inside Out Show is not on at its normal time. You'll still get great advice from John Shea and Jim McMillan, but at a special time this week due to Missouri Tiger basketball.
My partner John Shea and me are not professional radio people, but John is an excellent home remodeler, and I've been a nurseryman for over 50 years.
It's the Inside Out Show, 5 p.m. on Saturday on KTRS.
Just give us a call. It's interesting and fun to listen to.
The following is a free offer from Rosetta Stone.
Anyone that I talk to about learning a language, I tell them there's just no other way to do it than Rosetta Stone.
I took Spanish in high school and it was a miserable failure. 20 years later, I saw the Rosetta Stone program and it was pretty fun.
You are seeing the language, you are writing the language, you are speaking it.
Real users agree. Rosetta Stone is the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. And to prove it, we want you to be a part of our biggest language learning event in history. Because this year, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this nationwide event, call 1-800-600-1356.
Rosetta Stone is, in my opinion, the ultimate method, the only method there is to learn a language.
For your free demo, call 1-800-600-1356. That's 1-800-600-1356.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself, I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome. And I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Stop by the full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. G&W's top-selling Landjager beef sticks have a new flavor. Add some new spice to your life with G&W Chipotle Landjager beef sticks. Available at the shop, local convenience stores, or ask for it at your favorite deli counter. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
Hey, it's Eddie from Fast Eddie's Bon Air. I know the winter was tough. The walls are closing in. You need a break from the same old, same old. You need to get out of that house. They say the groundhog saw his shadow, so we got 6 more weeks of what we've had. But that's not true. We got 6 more weeks of party all the time at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Come on in. Enjoy the coldest beer, the best cheap eats, the world-famous peel-and-eat shrimp, the mouth-watering chick on a stick. And don't forget, you can always get lucky at Fast Eddie's. I mean, with the video poker machine. So grab your friends, grab the gang, grab your neighbors, join the fun all year round at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. We have that ridiculously huge heated patio. That's right, heated. Heat, like warm. Patio with tons of flat screens. You can catch the best games. You can have the live entertainment out there 5 nights a week. Come on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air. So like Mr. Shannon says,
if you're 21 and in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois.
Thanks, Mr. Shannon.
Stop. You're going to waste your money. Look, you're smarter than that. You are about to have your home painted with regular paint. That's like buying a VCR. They're both just outdated. There is an exterior coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. You have it done once, and that's it. Never again. Your home looks perfect for the rest of your life. I mean, that's why you're putting off painting your home, right? You know it's just going to start chipping and peeling in a few years. So why do that? If you are about to paint your home with any product, stop and find out if Rhino Shield Ceramic Coating is right for you. Rhino Shield, it's not paint. You'd be crazy not to get a free estimate. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or visit 877-25-RHINO.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles, things that have sentimental value and another pile that could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Follow the wine, fruit of the vine, when you're gonna live it sober.
Time to go to Southern California, where Mike Evans is standing by in the imaginary green room. He is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. This will become your favorite restaurant. Maybe you're able to go there once a month, twice a month, once a year. It'll be special. It's Annie Gunn's. And, of course, the great Smokehouse Market, both in Chesterfield Valley, both closed on Monday only. Here is Mike Evans.
Take
care
of my business.
How you doing? Well, that says it all. What's going on?
Nice and warm there in St. Louis today.
Oh, 10 tonight.
You bet.
Currently 25 degrees in St. Louis.
Sweet. With the Oscars right around the corner, I have two Oscar pop quiz questions today. First, of all the Oscar nominees, these three guys are really good skateboarders, but who's the best? Best skateboarder who is nominated for an Oscar this year, Bradley Cooper, Christian Bale, Matthew McConaughey. Answer in a minute.
You're a surfer. Did you skateboard?
Not very good. I had trouble skateboarding.
Yeah, it's not for guys over 40.
My sons skateboarded like crazy and did those flip.
You got to do it when you're got started when you're a kid too.
Yeah.
That's right. Of all the Oscar nominees, who is the only one who was once a Hooters girl?
Mm.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock.
No, not so much.
Amy Adams.
Yes.
Speaking of Jennifer Lawrence, this is her second Oscar nomination, and she just signed a huge, huge, huge deal with to be the new Christian Dior girl. Gee, I wonder what she'll be wearing at the Oscars. Christian Dior? I'm sure. Love Nuggets. After all the twerking with Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke wandering off the reservation, Paula, that Robin Thicke's wife, has decided that she's had enough, filed for divorce. When Miley Cyrus heard that, she snapped, "It's not my fault Paula can't keep her man."
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mentioned yesterday the hypocrisy of Hollywood. I saw a Robin Thicke interview just a couple months ago. They asked him about that video, and I don't know if you've seen it or not, but blurred lines, I've seen it. It's a bunch of topless chicks. And this reporter said, how did your wife feel about that? And he starts going into this thing about how solid their marriage was. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah.
And Lamar Odom been spotted going out to dinner, hanging out. I don't know. Maybe they're going to get back together. I don't know. Speaking of the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, sorry, I'm afraid to say, she's hot.
Who swears that she has never had any procedures. Right.
She had a brain removed. She had a brainectomy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is now getting weekly laser treatments to get rid of baby stretch marks.
Oh, goodness.
Ego party of one. Well, so many people are bound to see those baby stretch marks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See what I did there?
Yeah, they actually will.
Odds and ends. Scotland Yards is investigating celebrities using cocaine in the toilet areas of the BAFA, the British Arts and Film Awards. Well, that's just crazy talk. Mm-hmm. Celebrities using cocaine in a bathroom at an award show.
Yeah, that's
crazy talk. Another award show on the way, the iHeart Radio Award Show.
That's what we need.
Going to be on TV. Ryan Seacrest will host. As Nancy Kerrigan would say, why?
Hey, did you watch that thing on Kerrigan and Harding? Bob Costas?
Knee knocker?
It was really good. It was
Tanya
really
Harding?
Good. Yeah, they
yeah,
took
I thought
it back
that was pretty interesting.
And interviewed both of them 20 years later. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Has very quietly spent 2 weeks in Syria, Egypt, and Lebanon meeting with officials giving millions of dollars to refugee children in those war-torn countries. A lot of people believe that Angelina is going to run for politics when she finishes acting. I agree.
And
I think she will.
Probably should.
That reminds me, Michelle Obama in a latest poll shows that she has higher approval ratings than her husband Barack Obama.
That's impossible.
I know, it's hard to believe. Also interesting, of all the states, all 50 states, the Obama administration believed that his home state, quote unquote, Hawaii, with their very unusual health care insurance policy, would be one of the biggest states to populate the Obamacare. They expected maybe 150,000 out of the 1.2 million that live there.
That's all that lives in all of Hawaii is 1.2 million people?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been out for 4 months. 4,100 people.
Oh, my goodness. Mm.
4,100 people, complete bomb there. Nobody wants anything to do with it. And finally, first pop quiz question, who's the best skateboarder, Bradley Cooper, Christian Bale, Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, man. I want to go McConaughey or Bale. I'm going to say McConaughey.
Yeah, he acts like a surfer dude. I think they skateboard. I'll say that.
You're both going to go McConaughey?
Yeah.
The least likely is Christian Bale. It's so unlikely I'm not going to pick him. I'm going to go Bradley Cooper.
Answer is Matthew McConaughey.
No!
Ooh.
And some of the Oscar, of all the Oscar nominees, the only one that was a Hooters girl, Sandra Bullock, Jennifer Lawrence, Amy Adams.
Oh, Amy Adams.
Boy, none of them really have any much up top.
Yeah.
I'll say Lawrence.
I'll say Sandra Bullocks.
Amy Adams.
Yeah.
I'm Mike Evans in Hollywood, say.
Buttocks doesn't have a great body. It's okay, but you know what I'm saying?
She doesn't have a lot up top.
I don't think her face is all...
And her legs are kind of stovepipey looking. Listen to us. Yeah. She can buy and sell us.
I like her. I liked her in Mr.
Geniality. Oh, I like her. I like a lot of stuff she's done. She's just not, the reason she didn't get the boring is because she's one of those, depending on when you see her.
Oh, yeah. She's hot. And then
and same with
be.
That Julia Roberts. I've seen Julia Roberts where she just was not attractive. Too much mouth and teeth, too skinny, little skinny arms. And then you look at her in Pretty Woman or something a couple of scenes ago. Hey, is that the same woman? Some of those chicks can pull that off. They can play both sides of the ugly or pretty fence. And I've seen buttocks when they prettied her up pretty good, and she looked pretty good. Unlike us, where all the lighting and makeup in the world wouldn't do any good.
It doesn't make us ugly.
No, that's what I meant. Can't make us ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a break and come back so we can do our official long goodbye on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's a guy that we throw in that mix, too. Tim Weiland. You can't make him ugly, right. Tim.
Are you kidding me? We've got some real problems on southbound 270. There's three separate accidents. There's one right a little bit south of 44. Then there's another one just south of that that's on the right shoulder. And then there's another one just before Graboi. And that has traffic backed up from just a little bit north of Graboi all the way back to Manchester on southbound 270. Now, if you're going on southbound 170, you're going to be heavy now from about Del Mar down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270, that's getting a little bit better. You're slowing now from midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound, westbound 44, you're running heavy from Shrewsbury through Berry Road in pockets. Eastbound 40 downtown, looks like it's pretty well thinned out. Westbound 40, still going to have stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland, Lindbergh out through Mason, and from Clarkson all the way out to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by AccountTemps. AccountTemps is the leader in temporary financial staffing. Download their 2014 salary guide for free at AccountTemps.com/Salary Center, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible. Presented by Londoff Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. Rebecca Lee Crumpler was born in 1831 and was raised by her aunt who spent her time taking care of ill neighbors. This influenced her to go into the medical profession since medical care for poor Black folks was non-existent during the antebellum years. Rebecca Lee Crumpler worked as a nurse in Charleston, Massachusetts between 1852 and 1860. But the need for care for the wounded Civil War soldiers led her to pursue an MD, which she earned in 1864. She was in the first generation of women of color to break into medical school fighting racism and sexism. After the war, she moved to Richmond, Virginia to focus on the need of freed slaves and write the book of Medical Discourses, one of the first known medical writings of an African American and an early guidebook on public health.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month, presented by Londoff Chevrolet on the Big 550 KTRS.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This Friday and every Friday, John Hadley and Jim Huer are taking the Big Sports Show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Seiberg's six area locations is near you, go to Seiberg's.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Seiberg's, an eating and drinking company. Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, this has been maybe the most fun I've ever had in my whole life. I'd like to repeat it and do it again tomorrow. Hope you would, too. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
She's charged with trying to incinerate herself and her kids with fireworks in a car. Tonight, she's behind bars in Clayton.
We're breaking down the drunk driving numbers and looking into why this stretch of interstate is seeing 10 times the drunk driving rate as anywhere else in the county.
A verdict in favor of a Chesterfield Subdivision Association. Tonight, how much St. Louis County must pay.
First at 6, the woman accused of trying to kill her children and herself by igniting her car with fireworks is behind bars tonight. But there are still plenty of questions about who she is and why she might do such a thing. Fox 2's George Sells is live in Clayton, where he's been looking for those answers. George.
And Sandy, answers in this story you saw first on Fox, tough to come by tonight. Kara Kariath is locked up here in the jail in Clayton. We have asked her for an interview. She has said no. Leaving her the...